Good afternoon. We're sorry and apologize to you for making you wait. This is the convening of the Wednesday, July 27, 2005 House Special Committee on Budget Subcommittee meeting on Human Services and Public Safety. We have two issues that we need to deal with today on our agenda. The first is to open a work session on, actually it's a work session and possible reconsideration of House Bill 3108. And we will need to first get approval to reconsider this bill. We'd like to open this possible reconsideration and work session. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote on which House Bill 3108 was reported out of this committee with a recommendation to the full committee. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3108 reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Who did we have carrying this 3108?
I don't remember. I think it might have been you, but
thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'd be happy to move the motion.
Would you? All right. Representative Hansen moves that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3108 was reported out with a recommendation of due pass to the full committee. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the motion carries, and the bill is back before the subcommittee. Members of the committee, we have the House Bill 3108A24 engrossed bill to the House Bill 3108.
Well,
you can distribute that.
Okay.
I'll make sure that we also pass this out. We've got them. This, as you recall, this bill had multiple aspects. The ones that are not affected, so that we can kind of save some time, the ones that are not affected are those dealing with AV hospitals, which are sections 1 through 7. Section 8 is the managed care plan contract timelines. That's not affected. Sections 10 through 12 are the backflow issues. And there may have been a minor correction
in the backflow.
On the backflow.
Yes, there was.
Basically just a wording correction there, but it did not change the meaning or the purpose of the bill. And then we have Section 13, which is emergency clause. The reason that we are dealing with these A24 amendments is because of Section 9. Section 9 on the bill that we passed had multiple subsections that essentially gave DHS substantial authority to make rules relating to prescription drugs, hospital stay, dental and vision were the main ones that we were dealing with. There was a problem with that in that we passed in 2003 ORS 414707 subsection 6, which basically says the legislature shall make determinations in the event that there's a reduction in available funds as to the reduction in population or reduction in services. In other words, there needs to be a decision made on that. And so the rules that were originally in the bill that we passed out of this committee did not really limit the consideration in the rulemaking authority. They're pretty broadly worded. And so if you would look at Section 9, those rules have been boiled down to a direction that complies with this statute. And so Section 9, subsection 1 says, in accordance with ORS 414707 sub 6, the Department of Human Services is directed to adopt rules implementing the adjustment of health services funded under ORS 414705 sub 1 in the legislative adopted budget for the department for the 2005 through 2007 biennium. And then there's just a clarification on 2 and 3 as far as implementing that. But the idea with this change is that there's a pretty serious policy consideration as to what is done if there are inadequate funds. And so rather than just say, well, we're going to limit hospital days or we're going to limit prescriptions or that kind of thing, this says that the department will have rulemaking authority to comply with the reality of the legislative adopted budget for the next biennium. And then when we come back in 2 years, it's up to the body to deal with the reality of how the policy should be drafted for an inadequacy of funds. You know, should it be lowering population? Should it be limiting the kinds of services? And those are both. And so with those considerations, that needs to be done when we have more time than it remains in this session. So this essentially gives DHS the ability to do what needs to be done to comply with the legislative adopted budget during this next biennium. Mr. Britton, is there...
You've summarized it very well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you like a motion at this point to move the A24 amendments?
Please.
Chair, I move the A24 amendments to House Bill 3108.
Representative Hansen moves the A24 amendments into House Bill 3108. Is there discussion? Representative Wisnett.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, but as a new member of the committee, relatively new member, what is the Centers for Medical Care and Medicaid Services? Does that include just DHS, or who is involved in the...
That is the federal department that coordinates Medicare and Medicaid, okay. And they deal with the waivers that are given to make sure that every state is in compliance with the requirements to get the federal match.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other discussion or questions? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, the A24 amendments are now amended into House Bill 3108, and the Chair would accept a motion to move 83108 as amended to the full committee. Representative Henson.
Chair, I move House Bill 3108 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Henson moves House Bill 3108 as amended to the full House Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, motion carries. And my recollection is that actually you were the carrier because it had the backflow provisions.
That's right.
And since that was the main thrust of this bill, would you like to carry it?
Certainly I'd be glad to carry it, Mr. Chair. The rest of the amendments are a lot less difficult to explain than what backflow provisions.
Well, so. We know you're up for the task. So with that, we'll have Representative Hansen carry, and we'll close this work session on House Bill 3108. Thank you all. And we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 870.
Certainly.
Yes.
Well, we don't have.
Oh, that's right.
We have passed out.
We're not going to get the reaction we got on it last week. Okay, we got.
That's right.
That is. But it's. But we have it if they want to.
All right. We are now in a work session for Senate Bill 870. We do not have the final version of the amendments because there was a last-minute determination of a brief change that needed to be made to make it perfect instead of almost perfect. And so that is being done and processed right now, so we're waiting. But since it may be here any moment, I'd like to go ahead and have us review what is happening with this bill and what this bill will include. All right? There was a decision by those higher than in this room that the prior House bill dealing with OPI would now become Senate Bill 870. And so this will be the final OPI Modernization Act bill for the session. The amendments do the following. One, they establish the OPI fund, which will be a perpetual fund from which OPI can be funded in the future, theoretically, assuming that there was enough money. Why don't we go ahead? Yeah, let's hand it out. That'd be good. The OPI fund will not be is just a fund to begin with, and so we have to get something into it. And so we're directing Department of Human Services to pay $12 million into the OPI fund. And that will be what funds OPI for the next biennium. In addition, there will be a transfer.
Mr. Chair.
Excuse me.
So, sorry. What's the existing fund level you should? That this is from the property tax money, right?
No, this the $12 million will be from the general funds.
From DHS.
DHS general fund. But there will also be from the senior property tax deferral revolving account, and we're still searching for an acronym that will be catchy for that and have been unsuccessful. The other ones you wouldn't be able to repeat. But that there will be $250,000 transferred from the senior property tax deferral account into the OPI fund, and that will take place in February of 06. And so we have $12 million that's going to fund OPI for the next 2 years. That will come from general funds as part of the DHS budget, and then $250,000 from the senior property tax deferral account. So that takes care of funding OPI for the next 2 years. The goal also was to establish ongoing source of funds to OPI, and to accomplish that, we have elected to transfer to the OPI fund excess funds from the senior property tax deferral revolving account, and these will be transferred on an annual basis beginning in 2008. And the way it's going to be determined, because we have to make sure we don't take too much of the funding away from the senior property tax referral or tax deferral revolving account, the majority of the money that goes in that account accumulates until November, and then the state pays that money that is necessary to the counties to cover the tax costs for seniors and people with disability who are part of this program. And if there's excess money in the account, that's what we want to use to fund OPI, the OPI fund. The difficulty is we have to make sure that with a changing population and demographics and so forth, that there's always enough money in the seniors' property tax deferral revolving account to make sure that there's enough money to do that portion. It was determined by very knowledgeable people who count very well that there should be at least $5 million or $5 million stay in the seniors' property tax deferral revolving account so that there's not always enough money there. But with changes in demographics and population and so forth, there could be a chance that that wouldn't be enough money. So the bill says that there will be remaining in the senior property tax deferral revolving account $5 million or 35% of the amount that was expended to the counties in the prior year. And the $5 million is essentially about, you know, 35% of what's been spent or is expected to be spent in the current year. And so that will just assure that with changes in the future, there's going to be enough money for the seniors in, you know, for this portion. Excess amounts of money will then... So anyway, that determination will be made as of November 30th, since the counties are paid during November. And then the actual excess monies will be paid by February 1st of the following year. So we funded with this bill OPI for the next biennium, and then as of November 30th of 2007, we'll determine if there's excess funds in there. And then as of February 1st, or no later than February 1st of 2008, any excess money above the 35% or $5 million, whichever is greater, will go into the OPI fund. That was a long paragraph. Questions on that aspect of it? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. The November 30th, and I know we had this conversation, but I want to get it clear in my mind. The November 30th being typically the low point, what if it was a non-typical year? I mean, just throwing this out, and the fund balance was significantly different, i.e., you hadn't made, had not yet made the payments to counties. I mean, could that happen? Or could the department, say, put off making the payment to counties in order to have a higher fund balance?
The law currently is that in the event that the senior's property tax deferral revolving account amount is inadequate, that the difference will be made up from general funds. And so that, so in that event, it gets made so the county can count on it and the seniors, you know, can count on it. In the event that there's not very much excess, then OPI fund gets zero. In the event that there is $7 million in there, the first $5 million would go to, you know, would stay in the seniors' account, and $2 million would go to OPI. So the OPI fund only gets funded if there is sufficient funds to do that.
Follow up, please.
So
that leads to then the definition of the account having a sufficient balance means what? What is that definition, sufficient?
Okay, sufficient means $5 million or 35% of the expenditures to the counties in the prior year.
That's the measurement.
That's the measurement.
All right, thank you.
Great. Okay. Since we do not have the bill, and
We have it. We have the amendment.
Okay, I will speak faster than that. When funding the OPI account is sufficient, DHS is directed to adopt rules to include persons with physical disabilities as eligible to receive OPI benefits, which is a key. And then also there is a $10 million of the... The $12 million that's coming to OPI, it was intended that $10 million of it kind of come back to general fund from the seniors' property tax deferral revolving account. And so that's why we're delaying the implementation of this transfer until after 07, because that allows $10 million to accrue to help fund indirectly the current biennium. Any questions on these provisions? Representative Hammond, okay. That's a...
Well, is the $10 million transfer, is that part of the overall global budget agreement?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is that a new feature, or is that...
No, that's not new. And that was going to happen anyway, but we didn't want to have OPI fund the funding contingent on that, because there's not that much money in the account right now. So what it really does is just ensure that you get more, that money goes back to general fund, but DHS will pay the money.
Okay.
Would we accept a, chair would accept a motion?
There's no further amendments. So there's no amendments.
We need to amend the Senate Bill 870 with the B7.
With the B7.
Yeah. May I clarify?
Representative, or Mr. Britton.
With the B7, and you'll notice by the date there's a dash 1, 72705-1. It's a correction to the B7 that we had earlier, like 10 minutes ago. So this is the correct version. This is the one that we need to use to amend the bill with.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
I would make a motion that Senate Bill 870 be amended by the B-7 05-1 as recommended by Mr. or as acknowledged by Mr. Britton.
Representative Hanna moves the B-7 amendments, which are also designated by the date 72705-1, to Senate Bill 870. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 870 has now been amended by the B7 amendments as of the current edition, the dash 1 from 05s.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to recommend Senate Bill 870 as amended be recommend as due pass the full committee.
Representative Hanna moves the Senate Bill 870 as amended to the House full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so moved. And Senate Bill 870 as amended will go forward. I'll be the carrier on this one, and with that we will end the work session, and without objection we will end this subcommittee meeting. We now are adjourned. Thank you.